You know, it's very hard to be neutral when we're talking about, migrant detention centers. There's not like a both sides conversation to have when we're talking about the rise of neo-Nazism.
Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
Tune in impeachment hearings Monday, December 9th, starting at 9 a.m. The House Judiciary Committee holds more impeachment hearings, and WGXC brings it to you live on the air all day, as long as it takes. But you can still hear local programming at WGXC.org. You can click on the All Together Now web stream after you click on Listen, or go to wavefarm.org/listen. Find the All Together Now web stream, and you can hear all the local shows interrupted by impeachment hearings. That'll be on 90.7 FM, 9 a.m., Monday, December 9th on WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peggy Awesh of Catskill, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Hudson Mayor-elect Kamal Johnson announced on December 6th his first round of appointments. He's keeping Tracy Delaney as city clerk and Peter Bougineau as Department of Public Works Commissioner, but with current Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman as Police Commissioner. Volkman was previously Chatham Police Chief and Stockport Police Chief before, and Chatham was known for his Chatham Cares for You alternative to incarceration program.
Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Greene Media that on December 4th, Greene County legislators voted to eliminate the residency requirement for the sheriff's office. While jobs are pitched among reasons to build a new jail in Coxsackie, the construction contracts were awarded out of the county, and now the sheriff will be allowed to hire officers for the jail from outside Greene County. There will be a public hearing on the local law at 6 p.m. December 11th at the legislature's Catskill Meeting Hall. Currently, the public officers law requires that uniformed officers of the sheriff's department and uniformed personnel of the county jail be residents of Greene County. Currently, Greene County has 17 correction officers. Greene County is building an 80-cell, 64-bed facility in Coxsackie, divided into three pods, a pod with 16 beds for female inmates, a pod with 32 beds for male inmates, and another pod with 16 beds for male inmates. The county predicts a July 2021 opening. The project is funded by a $39 million bond from Robert W. Baird and Company Incorporated at 2.49% interest and another $8.1 million of taxpayer money. The Greene County budget increases next year from $119 million to $122.35 million with a tax rate increase of 1.7%, with the Greene County jail the leading reason for the new spending. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Perry Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper that as of noon December 4th, the final results of the November 5th general election for Columbia County had not yet been certified by the County Board of Elections. County Election Commissioner said this week that the absentee and affidavit ballots had been counted in only two races, those for Ghent Town Board and Copaic Town Supervisor. In a new twist to the ongoing saga of counting election votes that happens every election, this time officials say fleas are likely to blame for the 700 ballots that could not be counted on the first day of early voting. According to Columbia County Democratic Election Commissioner Virginia Martin, the ballots that could not be counted were scanned by machines that had been moved from one storage space to another at the county office building because of an infestation of fleas at 401 State Street. The vendor that supplies the ballot scanning machine, quote, did not calibrate the printer after moving it, unquote, according to Martin. That was despite the decision to hire the vendor to move the machine instead of having county workers move it because they wanted the machines handled by the experts. The commissioners are now investigating the possibility of filing a claim against the scanning machine vendor. Martin said the Board of Elections, quote, will have a new vendor come in and make sure the calibration is perfect and the belts are tightened. We're confident that our ballots for the next election will work just fine, although they haven't finished counting the ballots for this election yet. However, there remains some dispute over the status of the flea infestation at the county building. Read the full story in the Columbia paper.
Michael Williams reports for the Times Union that Rensselaer Mayor Richard Mooney won't meet with Mayor-elect Michael Stammel during the current transition period. In a December 4th press release, Stammel, a Republican, said he sent a letter November 14th to Mooney, a Democrat, asking to meet. Stammel's letter said, and I quote, "There has been no response to this letter," end quote. So Mooney responded with his own press release that did not say he was meeting with Stammel. And I quote, "Chairman Stammel has already met with my current city department heads, corporation counsel, and additional staff," end quote. But not Mooney. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
The Daily Freeman is reporting country music is returning to Hunter Mountain in June. The Trailblazer Music Festival, to be held on the grounds of the former Taste of Country Music Festival, will feature two stages and more than 30 artists, according to a statement posted on the Taste of Country Facebook page December 5th. The 2020 headliners will be Dierks Bentley, Thomas Rhett, and Luke Bryan. Among the other artists slated to perform at the festival are Kelsey Ballerini, Cole Swindle, The Cadillac 3, Hardy, Dylan Scott, Matt Stell, Gabby Barrett, Blanco Brown, Claire Dunn, and John Langston. The second stage, called the Next in Nashville stage, will feature emerging country artists. The event will run June 12th to 14th, rain or shine, with camping available for those who want to stay on site. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Representative Antonio Delgado is eager to talk about anything other than impeachment, and on December 5th was talking to the House floor about stamping out Lyme disease with a postage stamp.
I rise today to call attention to an urgent issue in upstate New York. Lyme and tick-borne diseases are deeply prevalent in my district, New York 19, and across the country. I, along with fellow members of the bipartisan Lyme Disease Caucus, introduced legislation to supplement congressionally appropriated funding for research with the Stamp Out Lyme Disease Act. Our bill would create a postage stamp to raise awareness about the disease and directly support medical research to treat and cure tick-borne illnesses. I urge the House to take up this legislation and move us closer to a cure.
Sarah Oermole is reporting for Politico.com that the National Youth Tobacco Survey released data December 5th that reveal a large increase in e-cigarette use by high school students. More than a quarter of those who responded to the survey said that they vape despite the ongoing lung disease epidemic and the resulting public health debate. More than 27% of high schoolers and 10.5% of middle schoolers reported vaping in the last 30 days, according to the information collected, which was presented to the White House in September. For the sixth year in a row, e-cigarettes were the most commonly used tobacco products among both high school and middle school students, according to the survey. Overall, approximately 6.2 million teens were using some type of tobacco product, including cigarettes, cigars, hookah, smokeless, and pipe tobacco products. While cigarette use continued to fall in 2019, use of other products remained roughly the same. The students surveyed were divided on how harmful occasional vaping could be. 28% said that intermittent e-cigarette use caused little to no harm, while 32% said it could cause a lot of harm. Acting FDA Commissioner Admiral Brett Giroir said the agency will continue to develop policies to prevent teen tobacco use and, quote, aggressive enforcement and compliance efforts along with public education campaigns. Read the full story at Politico.com.
Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that voters in Coxsackie, Athens Central School District get to hear about the proposed $3.77 million capital project at an informational meeting at 6:30 p.m. December 6 at Edward J. Arthur Elementary School. If approved, the state would pay 71% of the project, and local taxpayers would pay the balance with $175,000 from the Capital Reserve Fund and $3.6 million borrowed bond at 3% interest over 15 years. Taxpayers should expect an increase of 9 cents per $1,000 for 15 years. Work on the middle school roof, exterior lighting, and high school tennis courts are included in the project. The vote on the spending is from 1 to 9 p.m. December 17th at Coxsackie Elementary and Edward J. Arthur Elementary. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Rebecca Carballo is reporting for the Times Union that the U.S. Department of Justice is backing the federal lawsuit brought by the Rensselaer County Clerk challenging the constitutionality of New York's new law making driver's licenses available to undocumented immigrants. If the so-called green light law goes into effect as planned on December 14th, local Department of Motor Vehicles and county clerk offices would be prohibited from sharing with immigration enforcement agencies the private information disclosed by applicants. Rensselaer County Clerk Frank J. Morallo initially filed the case over the summer, naming Governor Andrew Cuomo, Attorney General Letitia James, and the DMV Commissioner as defendants. The Department of Justice filed a memo of support with the federal court December 5th, arguing the bar on data sharing violates federal law and noting that Article 6 of the Constitution blocks states from taking action that frustrates federal laws and regulatory schemes. Morallo said in an interview he thinks the memo breathes new life into his legal challenge. Quote, "It's a game changer that they're joining us," unquote, he said. Morallo believes the Department of Justice action could make it more likely the court will keep the law from going into effect. In a statement, Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin said the filing of the memo was, quote, "a major victory for Rensselaer County and our efforts to protect the Constitution and the rule of law," unquote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
National Weather Service at Albany predicts a mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 36, low around 32 Sunday night with a chance of rain after 4 a.m., and then rain is in the forecast for Monday. Patchy fog, too, in the morning with a high of 45 on Monday. More rain overnight Monday night with a low around 43. Showers are likely again on Tuesday with a high near 48, and a low predicted for Tuesday night around 25. You're listening to the radio WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On Sunday, December 8th, The tale of the wooden puppet who dreams of becoming a real boy gets a twist by the Pantaloons in Pinocchio, all strung out, at the Ghent Playhouse on Town Hall Road at 2 p.m. That's it for this week's WGXE Community Calendar. You can add your own event and hear it right here on the radio by visiting WGXE.org/calendar.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Lena, and I am a student at MC Smith Intermediate School, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love.
Books we hate.
Wahaha. And other bookish things.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that today.
Yep.
I also noticed Lena has an instrument with her today.
Yeah, the flute.
You play the flute?
Yes, and the violin, but I don't have it with me today.
Cool. And you're in the Harmony Project, right?
Yeah.
I realized because before I knew Lena, or at least knew her well, there was a concert with Harmony Project at the library. And I was looking through some old pictures recently, and I came across a picture that had Lena in it. And I was like, oh, that's Lena.
Yay.
Who knew?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
But anyways, what's Harmony Project like? What do you do?
What you usually do is, like, after recorder for 2 years, you choose either cello or violin. And I chose violin. Ooh. And
both excellent instruments. Yes.
And it can be really hard, like, if you go 2 times a week because you have to miss it for radio show.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay because I like radio show. Yay. A lot. And you're learning, like, Saints Go Marching or other songs because, like, it always changes, basically.
So you just practice different songs?
Yeah, but, like...
Do you all play at the same time?
Sometimes, but, like... It goes from, like, Saints Go Marching, and you have to practice that until the concert. And we are performing for Winter Walk this Saturday. So you should come.
Where are you performing?
In front of the Opera House.
Cool.
Hudson Hall, basically.
I'll have to check that out.
Yes. And we're, like, singing the Rip Van Winkle song, where it's, like, he fell asleep in the woods one day, slept 10 years of his life that way. And then that's all I remember.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, and it's also a play, and they play it like 3 times. But I got really itchy every single year of the Winter Walk where we're staying down because they throw up confetti or something like that. And it goes always in my shirt. But the only good thing about before we go perform on the balcony is that they give us presents. And I was like on my first day, oh, I hope it's a toy. And it's always books.
Yay! Yay! The best gift of them all.
Yes.
Yay.
And some kids actually complain about the books. Even though they're
actually
no
accounting
really
for
good.
Taste.
Yes.
Anyways. That's cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I actually really miss playing an instrument. I play piano, but I miss when I was a kid, I took piano lessons. Or even in school, in music class, we would, like, practice different things. So I did, like, handbells one time, which was really fun. Or I remember playing the recorder. I kind of miss that playing in a more structured manner. Because I could play the piano whenever I want, but I don't because I'm lacking that structure of lessons and stuff. I should probably start taking lessons.
Oh. I'm going to take lessons after I'm done with violin and flute.
In what?
Piano.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. That'll be fun. Anyways, So you have any books you've been reading lately? Either in school or elsewhere in your life?
I'm really busy, and also I was really busy hanging out with my sister and brother.
Oh, yeah, over the holidays?
Yeah, but I actually have been making my own book.
Oh, cool.
And we all know it's one of Emily's favorite kind of books. No, not the picture books. It's comic books. And if you play Roblox, then you'll know what this is. It's a Flee the Facility comic, which is featuring my friends. Flee the Facility is basically like, there's one person who is Beast. It actually kind of sounds like Tag. But there's one person who is the Beast, and they hold a hammer the whole time, and they whack almost everyone with a hammer because they have to get all the people for some unknown reason and put them in a freezer. And I'm going to probably make like a own story mode, like maybe it's because no one gives them hugs because they have an old-fashioned hammer.
They have an old-fashioned hammer?
Yeah, it's like,
I don't know what that means.
It's like one of those block squared ones.
Okay.
And then there's like a stick through it, and you can get many hammers. So it includes three of my friends, and it's Julie, Anna, and myself, and Nevea, and actually labeled them with their actual Roblox names.
Okay.
And I'm not giving them out to unknown people.
Secrets. And until your comic makes it big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I find Juliana in the freezer. And
what does that mean? Is she frozen?
No, she's like still freezing. But she was like, just put, and Nevea had four computers, and then open and exit. So I already am trying to find a computer in the freezer. It's then says, meanwhile, is frozen, or who that is. Yeah.
But an older version.
Or maybe a young. Younger one, because a lot of the Roblox avatars are really old. Yeah, I think my comics want to be short. It says also, I just get her legs because she's wearing pants instead of shorts. And
do the characters usually wear shorts?
Yes, all of them wear shorts. Because
even in the winter? I know people that wear shorts actually all winter.
Oh my god. I saw someone in the mall on Black Friday and they were in shorts. So, Nevaeh's Beast, and I'm going in slow-mo and I'm trying to free Juliana. And she's like, can you hurry up? And I'm like, it was just for dramatic effect. But I'm just playing. I know how to spell effect. And so Nevaeh finds us, and I already freed Juliana, and you have to pick twist or ending.
So there's multiple endings?
No, there's only two endings.
Yeah, multiple. Two.
Yeah, I guess so. But I'm not going to tell you guys because I really want this to be a really big hit. But if you're hearing this,
I would choose the twist.
Yeah, and also,
why not?
Yeah, and I will tell you off radio if you want to hear it.
No, I
want to
read it.
Okay, yeah. Well,
I'll read both endings, but I'll read the twist first.
Yeah. Actually, this was actually inspired by Nevaeh's comic. And she also had a twister ending, but she found, like, there were, like, random do. Freeze there, the beast, and twist, and then.
So I've never, like, every game.
Real princess. So royal princess. You can go to be a pad 500 diamonds and usually sometimes it actually hovers over your head. Knock off
like diamond little gems.
Oh, funny thing. Funny thing is that there's actually a coffee shop right now.
I just go hang out there the whole game.
Yeah,
because like one of those goofy looking.
It's not like.
Fun.
You're killing them. It's like you're knocking them out and they're like conscious but like broke their yeah, but like they're only frozen. If you reheat them then yes, they can be back alive.
This game is weird.
Yeah, but
that sounds fun.
But it only turns your skin blue. You can spectate still.
Freeze.
Yeah, and you can still play many other games.
Cool. Yeah. I've never made a comic. I don't draw. That's my thing. Are you a good drawer?
Yes.
Good illustrator? Yes. Yeah, my drawing skills are not so great.
My sister says that even though she made a book, a tiny book.
You made a tiny book?
Yeah, but. With this, but she never. Actually published it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. I could talk about some comics I didn't write.
Wait.
Series. By Molly Notches, the final boy named Asu Emily, where all of the boys become shapeshifters and all of the study boots. To be, wants to be a witch. And so the first book centers on Aster learning out how to boys is being. Witches. And there's some drama with Aster. And then Aster becomes friends with a kid named Charlie. And Charlie is not on magical part of town, but they connect on some levels. Charlie also, in the second book, has a curse that has tried to attach itself to her. And so Aster's trying to help with that. And they end up finding the hidden witch, as the title suggests, who is causing this curse to happen.
Oh.
And then the third book is The Midwinter Witch. And it stars those, Aster, Charlie, I think it's Ariel, I believe is her name, the hidden witch.
It's Ariel.
Ariel.
She's from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, exactly. Except she's different Ariel. And then one of the shapeshifters that's a main character in the first book. And it centers on a midwinter festival that the family go petition, which is crown book is some sort of issue going to be. So it centers on that too. And it's a nice little ending to the series. But there's three, and they're all three are good. It's a fun artwork.
If we've like talked about the first book and the last book.
Talk about the series. The without giving too much away, but most is kind of spoilery, so I don't much. But it's all... It's a very good... I liked all... three. And I just, like, say, I also know it was ending. Because very good. I liked all three. And I just, like, say, I also know it was ending. Like, I
can I get this?
The other series that's not those two?
Those two. Series that you're about to
see that's gonna be good for all. And high, more geared towards adults, but I think means but appropriate for most. Cigarettes. Odd. I feel like see it did. And it's by Cliff. And shout out to the and designer. Names are Aaron J. And she's a new room called Stone Space Arts off first 1988. So it's the day after Halloween. And they're up early doing their paper deliveries because they're paper girls, hence the title. And so Aaron meets Matt, KG, and Tiffany. And they are like, let's do this together because the day after Halloween, everybody is up to some. Mischief still, like all the teens that have
your mistakes, you're doomed to repeat it. That means if you change, like, the mistake that, like, let's say Christopher Columbus made mm-hmm. by not being nice to the people, then people who are, like, before or after who didn't even know that they changed it. They'll be doomed to repeat it.
Mm. And yeah, like, it's one of those things where you never quite know. How that change will impact everything else.
Yeah, like if they're like, oh, Sarah's going to become prom, tell her to not go. And being prom queen or like had my ego.
Yeah, I feel.
Yeah,
in scenarios in movies. And books and stuff. Yeah. Every once in a while it does, but tricky because I could see why your favorite.
My favorite because this turtle makes sure that you really all the. Hey, guys, look at this turtle. It's going to die if you keep on throwing plastic.
There's scenarios. Like that, where it's like if a wolf went extinct, let's say.
Yeah.
And it was because of a very certain thing that happened. Like, is there a way you could go back and keep that thing? Those determined? Yeah, volume form. Once a year would come, I would read. I think most of them had like maybe six.
Scouts could sign up, and then the second conference, the Girl Scouts, you could sign up for Girl Scouts, and then the rest of them, like, they would, like, take turns, but Boy Scouts would always be first, so, like, if anyone didn't want to join or, like, dropped out, or if they didn't have enough people, they'd, like, keep on trying, and also, the reason why Girl Scouts was probably canceled, because all they do is sell cookies, is what my mom says, because every single
depends
time...
Depends on your troop.
Yeah, but every single time we pass by Girl Scouts, they're always selling cookies.
They are tasty.
Yeah, but, like, they have 50 batches of them, and they're only cookies. You're going to have, like, I don't know, some sort of disease after eating all those cookies.
Thinness.
Yes, and I'm not going to say that. As long as they're, like, sugarless.
The problem with Girl Scouts.
Yeah, because they're, like, the secret recipe is adding a pound of sugar.
Mwahaha.
We lightly dusted it with a pound of sugar. Now you shall accept your payment.
Interesting. Yes. Well, I had a very good experience with Girl Scouts.
Really?
I was a Girl Scout from when I was 6 years old until I graduated high school. And the reason I stuck it out that long was because I had a really great group of friends that were in my troop, and we did lots of fun stuff. So when we were kids, we really focused on doing badges and that kind of thing. And then when we got older, we did more like service projects, like community service, and did a lot of trips and stuff like
service?
That. Animal?
Yeah,
animal. No. We would do like a townwide cleanup, and I feel like we did something with bikes from the dump where I think we like repurposed bikes. I don't know. What else? We would sometimes, we chaperoned middle school dances when we were teenagers. That was really fun. And we would just be like goofy dancing all around, you know, embarrassing ourselves in front of the middle schoolers. It was pretty cool. But shout out to Troop 1692.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think...
Not that any of them are listening.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I think, like, Perfect 10 is a Girl Scout thing, kind of, maybe. Because, like, we do...
Girl Scouts, but they do a lot of...
Well,
you know, it's a group of girls doing lots of cool
things.
Yeah,
but it's, like, basically Girl Scouts, except It's not, but like they don't do community services a lot and stuff, or like, and also I'm pretty sure if you go to their summer camps, like they pay half price for summer camps that aren't even theirs, like, and the others are free, but like you have to be like a third, fourth, and then beyond that point grader, I'm pretty sure. But if you pass 12th grade, then, or like in one of those 4 years, like when you're in high school, I'm pretty sure you have to chaperone them, or you could just be the troop leader, because I'm pretty sure they call them troops.
I don't know. We'll have to find out someday.
Yes.
But not today, because
we're out of time.
We're out of time. How do you feel about that?
Sad. It's gone by like a minute.
Whoosh. But we hope everybody has a great week and reads lots of great books.
And makes lots of great books.
If you can draw as well as Lena.
Yes.
Or at least better than me.
Yeah.
I don't think I could even do the panels. I'd get too upset if they weren't perfect.
Wow.
We're like, must start over.
Get a ruler and then boom, your panels are A-okay.
Anyways, have fun making your comics.
Or reading new books.
And we'll be back next week to talk about some more.
Yes.
Have a good week. Happy reading.
Yes, happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. Not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden. Nobody cried. Nobody even noticed. I saw them standing right there. Kinda thought they might care. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't. I tried to scream. Head was underwater. They called me weak. Like I'm not just somebody's daughter. And it looked like they were. And it feels like yesterday was a year ago.
WGXE welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXE, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXE and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXE. 518-291-9492.
Hi, my name is Maddie.
And I'm Serena.
Here's the Catskill News.
December 7th. Please come support this important community event.
All raffle tickets need to be turned in to Mr. McLean, Mr. Stinson, or Ms. Van Dyke. Volunteers needed from 9 to noon. Hope to see you all at this community event.
The annual PTSO Flea Market and Craft Fair will be Saturday, April 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Catskill High School. Student and community nonprofit organizations will not be charged a vendor fee. This event has proven to be a great opportunity for student clubs as well as the student community. Service hours. Maddie Jones got her results back from her recent scans and they came back clear. She is in There's still a long road ahead, but things are looking great. Congratulations. The Avalon Lounge will Catskill Rotary recently recognized the October Catskill High School Student of the Month. Catskill Rotary recently recognized the October Catskill High School Student of the Month, Megan Darling. She was presented the award by Rotary Awards Chair Kay Stammer at the recent luncheon with Ms. Boucher and her parents.
Pop out and watch the basketball games and have
myself.
Embrace me, my sweet, embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone brings out the gypsy. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty, naughty baby. Come to mama, come to mama, do. My sweet, embraceable you. About you.
Yes, sir, it's your boy, Big Vern.
You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. You heard? Yes, sir.